everyone. Welcome to the Psychology of Dating podcast. My name is Nadine Newkirk. I'm a clinical psychologist and dating coach. Today's episode, I want to talk about how to balance your thinking when you are thinking about the person that you are going to go on a date with. So not trying to put someone high up on a pedestal and also not trying to downplay something where actually someone has some really great qualities. Before we jump into that, I'd like to remind you I've got a free guide called Top 3 Mindset Shifts in Dating. You can access that via my website, and that's nadinenewkirk.com, and you can find the link in the episode show notes. Okay, how to balance your thinking in dating. Have you ever had a situation where it could be early on, it could just be the first date, it could be after 5 dates, where you're head over heels infatuated with someone? They're so well traveled, they're funny, you have so much fun, you're playing this movie scene and you're whizzing ahead to, you're together for a year, you're, you know, moving in together. It just feels so exciting, it feels so easy to chat to them, it feels so right. And then sometimes we can have a really big, hard crash that these really high spark, high exciting people can often sometimes lead to love bombing, which is where you're showered with all these kind words, actions, and then it's suddenly taken away and you're left feeling really confused, like, whoa, were we not on the same page there? Or we can have the opposite with our thinking when we're dating someone, where instead of putting them really high up on a pedestal, we can also be downplaying. So we might be discounting or not noticing all the amazing, lovely qualities someone has and how that could be really healthy in the long term. Like maybe someone's a little bit more shy initially, so you're discounting them and you're like, oh, they're not funny enough, they don't have enough banter, they'll never get along with my friends. When not realizing this person's really insightful and showing up and kind and consistent, and they actually have a really great humor. They just take a little bit of time to feel comfortable and get to know someone. And, you know, they could actually have a blast with your friends after they warm up a little bit. So how can we balance our thinking around this? And it's not that we just try and convince ourselves something that isn't there, but rather if we're putting someone too high up on the pedestal, we want to just balance our thinking to make sure that we're looking at the other side of things. And similarly, if we're looking always at glass half empty, we want to just make sure that we're seeing the half of the glass that is full. So we're actually just being mindful to what is there rather than trying to make something up and, you know, convince our brain otherwise. And this technique's a simple technique, but don't confuse simple with not effective. Sometimes I find the best strategies are the most simple because I'm more likely to use them. They're easy to grasp and you can put them quickly into action. So I used this technique recently, have to move, and was looking to move into a new place. And with my husband, we're kind of tossing up what suburb, you know, what type of apartment, and not really knowing. There was some pros and cons to different areas. And sometimes I'd go and view a place and think, oh my God, it's going to be the best place in the world. I'll always be happy there. And I was really discounting, you know, the maybe downsides or different disadvantages of that place. So what I did, the simple technique, is to, if you notice that you're putting something too high up on a pedestal, you simply list out at least 10 things that are the opposite. So if you're putting something high on a pedestal, you think of 10 things where it's a bit of a disadvantage, it's a bit of a con. So for example, with the place that I was looking at, I was like, I've never lived in this area. I don't know if I'm going to like it. So that's one thing I could list. I really love nature, like going to the beach or natural park or something like that, a nature park. National park, that's a word. I was trying to search for that. And maybe there's nothing walking distance near this place. And I don't know, the toilet seat was actually really strange and low and my knees are going to be up near my ears. So you list out all those different things. And your brain might not kind of believe them at first because it just wants to see the high sparks and the shininess and it kind of wants to discount the rest. That's okay if you don't initially kind of believe it or it doesn't really hit home, but at least just listing it, at least listing 10 things starts to orient your mind to seeing a bit more balance, that there is pros and cons of every situation, every person that we date. So imagine you're dating someone and it's high sparks flying, you're kind of just skipping over anything that could go wrong and just seeing, you know, it's going to be this amazing rainbow future. What type of thing could you bring your mind to? Maybe you could start to notice any situations where, like, your gut will tell you if it feels really good in person and they're really attentive, but you did notice when you're not together that maybe they're not as consistent with messaging. You start to feel a little bit anxious after you send a text because you never know when they're going to reply. Or maybe you notice sometimes they've said something, like hinted to periods where they've had difficult moods or things, and you said that they didn't really reach out for support, and you're wanting to know a little bit more about that, but you kind of avoid talking about it. All these little things where maybe you want to get a bit more information, you want to understand a bit more, you want to see how they show up and treat you in different situations. Maybe things are so good, but you can bring your mind to, ooh, actually, every relationship will eventually have tension, and that's a good thing because it means you're not just completely people-pleasing or enmeshing with someone. But maybe we haven't had any tension yet and you don't actually know how this person will respond. So really try and bring your mind to these things. What we don't want to do is bring our mind to things that aren't really deal-breakers in the end. Like maybe their hair is a bit more curly than you expected. Or maybe there's this one pair of sneakers, like you like the rest of their outfits, but this one pair of sneakers, you're like, oh, I can't stand them. Those are things that you can work through in the long run. So try and list things where you think, okay, if someone had this quality 5 years into a relationship, how much would it matter? And then we can do the flip side. So maybe I'm going around looking at places to move into and every single place I'm like, nope, 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 nope. I hate this. I hate that. And I've just got this negative kind of bias, this negative lens. I could bring my mind to qualities that are there. Like maybe I actually need to find out more information. So I need to go into the neighborhood and try out the cafes and be like, oh, actually, there's a great burger place around the corner. You know, that's one positive. Maybe I can look at, oh, this place actually has no history of rain getting in, no issues of mold. So look as well for really kind of difficult qualities that aren't there. That is also something that is a positive. And you can apply this to people that you're dating. So if you're constantly going on dates and like, no, 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 look for qualities. So maybe that person was a little bit shy, but they really listened and they really asked questions and were kind of mindful and attentive. Maybe that person initiated a date and like chose something to do. It wasn't exactly what you wanted to do, but they showed some initiative. So really filter through, try and pick 10 things that you can see that are positive qualities. And again, you don't have to 100% believe it. It doesn't mean that this is going to be the love of your life either. What we're trying to do is just balance our thinking out a little bit. And this actually helps us be more mindful and not just kind of biased and filtered in our thinking when we're going on dates. And the more mindful we can be, the more we can be in the moment, go with the flow, make sure that we ask the right questions we need to, and it'll be more clear whether it's a yes to continue or a no to end if our thinking is more balanced. All right, everyone. Again, it was lovely to be here with you all. I hope you have a lovely day or night wherever you are.